USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A watchdog group tracking spam and cyber threats announced that hackers have compromised an external email system of the FBI. The agency says they are aware of the incident involving fake emails from an FBI.gov email account. Emails were sent to tens of thousands of recipients in the database that appeared to be warning of a possible cyber attack. Over 200 world leaders have reached a deal at the UN Climate Summit in Scotland.
Hearing no objections, it is so decided.
That's the president of the gathering, Alok Sharma, making the announcement as countries decided to step up their efforts on climate change over the coming year by bolstering their 2030 climate targets.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports the deal comes after 2 weeks of talks. A federal judge has denied a request to stay the executions of four death row inmates in Oklahoma who are all scheduled to die within the next 3 months. USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network, or you can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House is planning a ceremony Monday for President Joe Biden's signing of the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. As USA Radio's Brad Bernards reports, the president's Secretary of Transportation says the bill will define this decade.
Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg said on Friday the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill is about investments that will define the 2020s.
One thing that's really important to remember is that this is not quite the same as that 2009 bill when the focus really was on what they called the shovel-ready projects, getting those dollars into the economy right away. Here it's about making sure that we do work right away and for the long run. I mean, this is really about investments that will define the 2020s. And so the focus is on shovel-worthy projects.
In an interview with CNN host Jake Tapper, Buttigieg said the focus will sometimes accelerate things that are already underway.
President expected to land on the White House lawn in a helicopter for Monday's ceremony. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thousands of migrants traveling to Belarus hoping to cross into the European Union trapped on the border in freezing conditions. The Polish Prime Minister calling on NATO to take, quote, concrete steps to resolve the migrant crisis on the Belarus border. The Biden administration expressing their concerns over the situation.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has warned Russian President Vladimir Putin he would be making a serious mistake if he invaded Ukraine. And Kamala Harris said the eyes of the world are on the Belarus border as the Biden administration waded into the chaos in Eastern Europe.
On the issue of Belarus and what is happening at the border with Poland, we are very concerned about that. And closely paying attention to it.
And President Joe Biden issued his own expression of concern as he left the White House for Camp David on Friday. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
After being trapped for months in Tajikistan after fleeing Afghanistan, about 150 former Afghan Air Force pilots and personnel have been airlifted by the U.S. out of the country to the United Arab Emirates. Pilots spending nearly 3 months in detention after using their military aircraft to fly to Afghanistan's northern neighbor as the Taliban seized control of Kabul in August. The pilots saying they were poorly fed and were often without electricity while in detention. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.